We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shaar Gimel, beginning Perek Vav. That's page Kuf Lamed Tet in the Sfarim. V'hine kol yesode Torah HaKedosha b'chol ha'azharot v'hamitzvot kulam ase v'lo ta'ase kulam holchim al pi zot ha'bechina. All the principles of the Torah HaKedosha, all the mitzvot, ben mitzvot ase, mitzvot lo ta'ase, all of them are based on this second facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Hitchaburuto la'olamot, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals and connects himself to the worlds. Shemitzad asagatenu, if you remember, he explained in Perek He that from our perspective, mitzad asagatenu, there is a difference between places. There is a place that's tameh, there is a place that's taho, which means there is a place where there's less shekhinah, there is a place where there's more shekhinah. That's from our hasaga. Shebimikomot atehorim mutarim v'gam chayavim anachnu ledaber o leharher divrei Torah. In places that are tahor, in places that are clean, we are allowed, and not just allowed, we are obligated to speak and to think and to learn divrei Torah. Ubemekomot hametunafim, places that are dirty, that are tameh, ne'esarnu bahem, we are forbidden, af hahirhur divrei Torah, even to think in divrei Torah. So we see that in regards to the practical way of the world, we have to go according to our perspective. Our perspective, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in this world, there are levels, there are differences. It depends on the place. So you cannot learn Torah in a place that is tameh and say, well, Ani Hashem lo shaniti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same everywhere. Even in a makom tameh, it's the same kedusha. You cannot say that, chas v'shalom. Because when it comes to divrei Torah and mitzvot, we don't go according to the pan, the facet of atzmuto yitbarach. Yes, mitzad atzmuto yitbarach, en shinui velet atar panui mine, and all that. That's true. But we don't go according to that. We cannot behave in accordance with that because we don't perceive that. That is not in accordance with our understanding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, which is a physical Torah. And it goes according to the way we perceive. And therefore, in places that are metunafim, we are not allowed to learn Torah. V'chen kol inyan, that's just an example, because v'chen kol inyane v'sidre chiyuv hanhagotenu shenitztavinu mipiv itbarach b'Torah HaKdosha, the same applies to all the hanhagot that we are commanded by the mouth of Hashem in the Torah HaKdosha. Ubilti zota bechina shemetzidenu, if it's not in accordance with this bechina, with this understanding of ours, en makom le Torah mitzvot klal, there's no place for Torah mitzvot. If we're only going to look at the side of the coin, which is atzmuto yitbarach, Hashem doesn't need our Torah, Hashem doesn't need our mitzvot, so there's no use for any Torah and mitzvot. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a Torah and mitzvot? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah mitzvot not to behave in accordance with the understanding of Atzmuto Yitbarach. Anyway, we don't understand that. It's to behave in accordance with our understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitchaber la'olam. The way he's mitchaber la'olam, he tells us, in a Bet HaKnesset, there is more of my presence. In a bathroom, lehavdil, chutz mikvodchem, in a bathroom, there is less of my presence. And don't be bothered by what the actual truth is. I want you to remember the way I reveal myself in this world. The way I want you to conduct yourself. The way I want you to conduct yourself is that there are differences, that there are dargot, there are levels. Ve'av shebe'emet, as he says here, av shebe'emet shemitzido yitbarach hamasig atzmuto. Mitzad Hashem's perspective, who knows himself, who male et kol, behashva gmura, Hashem permeates every place, Hashem fills everywhere, in the same level, below shum chatzitza, without any partition, There's no place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not present. Ve'lo shum chiluk ve'shinui mekomot klal. Rak hakol achdut pashut kekodem habriya mamash. Everything is Hashem Echad, just the way it was before the creation of the world. Aval ein anachnu yecholim, but we cannot, ve'gam lo hurshenu, we are not permitted, likanes klal leitbonen bina b'zeh ha'inyan hanora. We are not allowed to bother our minds with that side of the coin, because we'll never get to understanding it. Imagine a person sitting down and investigating. How is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills every place? What do you mean? How does that make sense? A person who is going to start to investigate that, he's going to go lost. He's going to lose track. A person who's going to be trying to be masig this inyan. It's impossible. Kemo shekatav harokeach b'shoresh kedushat hayichud, ze leshono hakadosh, b'mufle mimcha al tachkor. If you remember, in one of the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah that we just said, in the end of Yedei Rashim Nechelashim, at the end of that piyut, so there is Hishtonen vehikonen, the last on the second of Rosh Hashanah. So over there it says this statement: "Bamufle mimcha al tachkor." In something that is beyond our ability to fathom, don't waste time investigating and trying to understand it. That's under the category of the pasuk in Mishle that we mentioned in earlier prakim: "Kevod Elokim haster davar." That's the kavod of Hashem, that there are things that we are not meant to understand. That's it. Any decent human being is able to accept that. Once a person is not able to accept the fact that there are things that he doesn't understand, that's where he loses the decency of being a human being. These are things that are yesodot, and unfortunately are kayam, are found in the world. A human being, a decent human being, has to have that much anava to understand that there are things that he doesn't understand and that he cannot understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way. Zehu shekatuv beresh braita de sefer yetzira. That's the statement in the beginning of Sefer Yetzira. Hashav hayotzer al mechono hu hayotzer hakol. Ubibraita acheret imratz libecha. If you see your heart getting out of hand, trying to understand things that he's not supposed to, go back to your place. Even the malachim, they run forward and then they go back. Because there are things that even the malachim are not able to handle, are not able to understand. Pirush. Keshetachshov belibcha al borei olam mahu. When you catch your mind going into the world of thinking and investigating, what is the essence of Hashem? Ve'ech chanayato bechol makom u'ma'asav, and how is he found in every place? Blom picha miledaber. Stop. You have to stop right there. Ve'libcha mileharher. Don't talk about it. Don't try to think about it. Haser ha'machshava milibecha. Remove that thought. Ve'imratz libecha le'machshava zot. If it goes towards that direction, Chusha umaher ve'al teharher. Go back, hurry back, and don't think more. Veshuv liyichud mekomo shel olam la'avodato u'lirato. And go back to the understanding of the fact that Hashem is mekomo shel olam, as we explained extensively in the beginning of the Sha'ar. Ve'al davar ze nichrat brit. We made a pact with Hashem. We made a deal with Hashem. Shelo lachshov be'elakuto. Not to investigate in areas of godliness that we human beings are not able to understand. She'en kol hachachamim yechonim leda. Things that not everyone is able to understand. Ad kan lishono, that's the end of the quote from the Rokeach on the pasuk, Bamufle mimcha al tachkor. V'chol tzivot hamone ma'ala sho'alim ayem mekom kevodo. Even the malachim, That's what we say altogether loud in the Kiddushah of Keter on Shabbat. Aye Mekom. Who's asking Aye? Where is Mekom Kevodo? It's the Malachim HaKedoshim that they are asking that. She'en yecholim lehasig mahut inyan b'chinat Mekomo shel Olam. They are not able to fathom what does it mean that Hashem is Mekomo shel Olam. Vehu ma'amaram zal chagiga v'perek en doshim. It's what the Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Demide amri baruch kevod Hashem mi Mekomo. The Malachim, they say, blessed is the Kavod of Hashem sheyotze mimekomo. The Kavod of Hashem that comes from His place. Michlal de mekomo. Mashma, that mekomo itself. Leka de yadale. Even the Malachim are not able to understand. What they're able to understand is Baruch Kavod Hashem mimekomo. Aval mekomo mamash, gam hem lo mevinim. Umoshe Rabbeinu bikshan nafsho lehasiga inyan. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nothing more in his life that he desired more than to understand this part of the essence of Hashem. Be'omro har'eni na et kevodecha. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, please Hashem, show me your glory, haynu bechinat mekom kevodo hanal. This is what he wanted to understand. How could you be mekomo shel olam? That means you are equally everywhere. How is that possible? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand. Ve'lo nitan lo. It wasn't provided to Hashem in this world. What did Hashem tell him? Lo yir'ani ha'adam v'chai. When a person is still alive, a human being is not able to understand that. Ve'rak hu levado yitbarach ha'masig atzmuto. Hu ha'yodea atzmut mahut ze ha'inyan ha'mufle ve'amchuse. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. And that's what we read in Parashat Nitzavim last week. Ve'hanistarot. L'Hashem Elokeinu. There are things that are hidden that are reserved for Hashem Elokeinu. Anachnu en rasha'im litbonen ela bema shehurshenu vehaniglot lanu lehasagatenu. Believe me, there is enough work into investigating and learning and studying that which we are allowed and encouraged to learn before we even can begin anything about nistarot. Vehu be'abechina shemitzidenu. Shenikrahu yidbarach shemo bivchinat sovev kol almim. Mechamat she'im kol ze tzimtzem birtzono ha'pashut kevodo yidbarach. With the fact, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, Hashem made the world with what's called tzimtzum, as we explained last time, she'yitra'e lehen ha'asaga metziut olamot. That to the eye, the human eye that looks and perceives, it looks like there are worlds, vekochot, and forces, ubriot nivraim mechudashim, and all types of creatures that are separate from Hashem. Eulazot chayavim anachnu leda velikboa belibenu emunat omen baltimot, shemitzidenu vadai, sheyesh chiluk mekomot veinyanim shonim leinyan dina vehilcheta rabati. When it comes to halachot, when it comes to dinim, when it comes to the mitzvot of Hashem, there are differences between places, כמו שכתבתי לאל, כי היא פינת יסוד האמונה ועיקר שורש התורה והמצוות כולם. והוא גם כן אחד מהטעמים, this is one of the reasons שאחר ייחוד פסוק ראשון, דקריאת שמה, אומרים ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. Why do we say that after Shema Israel? והוא כמו שנבהר להלן בפרק י' אלף, he will talk about it more later on in פרק י' אלף, שעניין ייחוד פסוק ראשון בתיבת אחד. When we say the first פסוק, שמה ישראל השם אלוקנו, השם אחד, what's the כוונה of אחד? היינו לכוון שאדון יחיד ברוך הוא אחד בכל העולמות והבריות כולם, אחדות פשוטה כמשמעו. That's where we enunciate the principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, Kodem Shenivra Olam, Le'achar Shenivra Olam. He's the same everywhere. There's nothing else besides Him. Ve'kulam nechshavim le'ayin, ve'en od milevado yitbarach legamre, ve'shelo navo li'itbonen chalila al mahut ha'inyan ech uma. However, in order that we should not come to make the mistake in trying to understand that with our human understanding, לזאת אנחנו אומרים אחר זה, that's why we make a statement after that. ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. שיתבאר שם, we will explain, שהכוונה היא על הבחינה שמצד השגתנו. That פסוק ברוך שם כבוד, that's referring to our understanding. שמתראה מציאות עולמות ובריאות מחודשים ברצונו יתברך, הצריכים להתברך מאיתו. That it seems like there are places that need bracha, that we can actually affect more kedusha in certain places. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. That's mitzad hasagatenu. Vehu hamolech alehem. Zehu Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. Vezehu inyan shepasuk rishon nikra bazohar yichuda ila'a. Upasuk Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto leolam vaed nikra yichudat ta'az. This Zohar HaKadosh says that the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is called yichuda ila'a. That's the unification, the upper unification of the name of Hashem. Yichuda ila'a, the supreme yichud. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto is Yichudat Ata'a. That's the unification of Hashem's name on a lower level. Maza higher level, lower level. So the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining Yichudat Ila'a is going mitzad Atzmuto Yidbarach. Yichudat Ata'a is referring mitzad Hasagatenu, mitzad Hitchabruto Yidbarach El HaOlamot. I know we read this quickly, but at least we touched upon some points that we already understand from the previous parakim. That's Perek Vav. Rabbi Chananah ben Akashia omer, Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Lefichach yirba lahem Torah ומצוות שנאמר, Adonai chafetz lemah tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.